Lem Tarki smoothed his prim little Van Dyke with one finger and cleared his throat. What kind of a religion is it? Hardin's always said that it was just a fluffy flummery to get them to accept our science without question. You remember Cermak. He told us that day. Hardin's explanations, reminded Cermak, don't often mean much at face value. But what kind of a religion is it, Bort? Bort considered. Ethically, it's fine. It scarcely varies from the various philosophies of the old empire. High moral standards and all that. There's nothing to complain about from that viewpoint. Religion is one of the great civilizing influences of history, and in that respect, it's fulfilling. We know that, interrupted Cermak impatiently. Get to the point. Here it is. Bort was a trifle disconcerted, but didn't show it. The religion, which the Foundation has fostered and encouraged, mind you, is built on strictly authoritarian lines. The priesthood has sole control of the instruments of science we have given Anacreon, but they've learned to handle these tools only empirically. They believe in this religion entirely, and in the, spiritual value of the power they handle. For instance, 2 months ago, some fool tampered with the power plant in the Thessalikian temple, one of the large ones. He blew up 5 city blocks, of course. It was considered divine vengeance by everyone, including the priests. I remember. The papers had some garbled version of the story at the time. I don't see what you're driving at. Then listen, said Bort stiffly. The priesthood forms a hierarchy at the apex of which is the king, who is regarded as a sort of minor god. He's an absolute monarch by divine right, and the people believe it, thoroughly, and the priests too. You can't overthrow a king like that. Now do you get the point? Hold on, said Walto at this point. What did you mean when you said Hardin's done all this? How does he come in? Bort glanced at his questioner bitterly. The Foundation has fostered this delusion assiduously. We've put all our scientific backing behind the hoax. There isn't a festival at which the king does not preside, surrounded by a radioactive aura shining forth all over his body and raising itself like a coronet above his head. Anyone touching him is severely burned. He can move from place to place through the air at crucial moments, supposedly by inspiration of divine spirit. He fills the temple with a pearly internal light at a gesture. There is no end to these quite simple tricks that we perform for his benefit, but even the priests believe them while working them personally.